his mouth full of crackers. We had already met. His name was Charlie, too, only spelled differently, and he liked riding his tricycle and painting the walls with his mother's markers. Her permanent markers, if the walls were any indication. Soap and water could only do so much. "There," Mrs. Blom pointed toward him. He was adorable, all dark hair and skinny limbs. Mrs. Blom didn't agree. She clawed at my arm and shrank into my side, peering over my shoulder to look at the boy while using my body as a shield. Clearly, if the fecal matter hit the fan, I would be sacrificed. She whispered into my ear ever so slowly, enunciating every word. "Do you see him?" The moonlight shone in his mischievous eyes as he cradled a plastic dinosaur in one arm and a silver gravy boat in the other. No idea. His fists held as many crackers as each could carry, and he had to carefully maneuver his load to stuff another orange square into his mouth. Then he smiled at me with orange-dusted lips. I smiled back a microsecond before his mother appeared out of nowhere to scoop him up and carry him down the hall, disappearing into the darkness. Mrs. Blom squeaked and hid her face. That didn't surprise me. What did surprise me was her reaction, or lack thereof, to the little girl named Charisma sitting cross-legged in front of us, listening as I regaled the horrors of the past week. Charisma blinked up at me, sipped the last of her juice through a cup with a twirly straw, then asked, "So he's not your husband anymore?" She was talking about Reyes. Reyes Alexander Farrow, my husband. Or, well, I hoped he was still my husband. "I'm not sure," I admitted. After bringing down a bloodthirsty cult a few days ago, then devouring a malevolent god, because apparently that's what I do, I'd succumbed to drowning my sorrows in a bottle of tequila named Jose. 3 innocent people lost their lives that day, and there was nothing I could do about it. It was a bitter pill, one I was having a difficult time swallowing, so I'd been contemplating entering a hell dimension to save a handful of other innocent people who were trapped inside. Reyes convinced me to send him instead. Just another day in the life of Charlie Davidson. That's me, by the way, Charlie Davidson. P.I., Grim Reaper, screw-up extraordinaire. Oh, and let's not forget my newest designation, God. Not the God, but a deity, nonetheless. A title I never imagined would be thrust upon me, and one I never wanted. Then again, so was my husband, a deity. A celestial being with the power to give life, to create worlds, to convince me that his plan was best when it was anything but. Thus, I sent my one and only husband into a hell dimension via a pendant that housed a glittering stone called God Glass, probably because God, the God, made it. I rested my head on the cool wall at my back and thought about that moment, the doubt that had been roaring in my head, the doubt I should have paid heed, the doubt I ultimately ignored. The workings of the God Glass were quite simple, considering its complex nature. It was, after all, a hell dimension of vast proportions set inside a stone, set inside a pendant. Something so fragile that housed something so terrible. To send someone to his doom, one simply placed a drop of the target's blood on the God Glass, then said his name. The pendant, through the machinations of a howling tempest, would reach out and draw the person's soul inside, locking it there for all eternity. But with Reyes, the storm took every molecule of his being, not just his soul. I assumed it was because of his supernatural status, but now I wondered if there'd been more to it. At the time, however, that fact hadn't registered. Reyes had had a job, one simple job. He would jump in, get the lay of the land, then jump back out when I called his name, a process that was supposed to be easy according to a 600-year-old rumor. It stated that to retrieve a soul from the God Glass, the person who originally sent the soul inside need only reopen the pendant, say the target's name, and the soul would be freed. Rumor was wrong. I know, because that's exactly what I did. I called, I screamed, I whispered. I begged, and still no husband.